2 Samuel 9. David asked,
Is there still anyone left of the house of Saul to whom I may show kindness for Jonathan's sake?
Now there was a servant of the house of Saul whose name was Ziba, and he was summoned to David. The king said to him,
Are you Ziba?
And he said,
At your service.
The king said,
Is there anyone remaining of the house of Saul to whom I may show the kindness of God?
Ziba said to the king,
There remains a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in his feet.
The king said to him,
Where is he?
Ziba said to the king,
He is in the house of Maker, son of Amiel, at Lodebar.
Then King David sent and brought him from the house of Maker, son of Amiel, at Lodebar. Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and did obeisance. David said,
Mephibosheth.
He answered,
I am your servant.
David said to him,
Do not be afraid, for I will show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you yourself shall eat at my table always.
He did obeisance and said,
What is your servant, that you should look upon a dead dog such as I?
Then the king summoned Saul's servant Ziba and said to him,
All that belonged to Saul and to all his house I have given to your master's grandson. You and your sons and your servants shall till the land for him and shall bring in the produce, so that your master's grandson may have food to eat. But your master's grandson Mephibosheth shall always eat at my table.
Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king,
According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so your servant will do.
Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah, and all who lived in Ziba's house became Mephibosheth's servants. Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, for he always ate at the king's table. Now he was lame in both his feet.